Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lamb in motion across the formation to the left. Prescott back, flushed out. Rolls right, throws on the run to Gallup at the five. Diving to the goal line. Touchdown to Michael Gallup.
Brad Sham, the voice of America's team at 840. It's not fit. I guess you can fist pump any segment after that beatdown. 54-19. Sean, RJ, and Bobby Bell. Time for your Cowboys calls on the Diamond Factory hotline at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. This is the second straight game that my opinion like doesn't go up or down on them, even though it's been two straight wins. I'm not going into the week or the Monday or the day after, the week after, saying, I feel this differently. I feel that differently. I don't, even after 54-19, I don't feel that confident or assertive saying something definitive about the Cowboys after this and the Giants game. You?
Yeah, I don't really feel any kind of, like the 54-19. If you were just look at the score, it's like, okay, that's a, you know, wow. Well, they blew him out. You know, it's like this was a close game going in the fourth quarter. This was a good win. They pulled away. They did what they had to do in terms of getting a win. Would you style point this is a great win? No, I mean, you know, their offense was okay at times. But there was also a large part of this game where the offense was sputtering a little bit. The defense played fantastic, especially late in the game. But they also gave up long drives to a Colts team that, you know, Matt Ryan is not great anymore. The one thing to say is the Colts have played competitive games lately since Saturday took over. You know, they've been in a lot of these games. They've played tough. And then, you know, this team did what, you know, Philadelphia needed a score with a minute, 2 minutes to go to beat the same Colts team.
Bobby, you feeling anything definitively after the last two games?
I'll say this and I'll give them credit for this. It was not that impressive. For most of the game, they obviously pulled away late when Indianapolis just started making a series of you know, turnovers and mistakes and things like that that they hadn't made for three quarters. I'll say this is that good teams generally do that, though. Like, even on the days that they're off, they still find a way to beat somebody down. Or you know, good teams a lot of times will pull away and they'll make it convincing in the end. And so, while it wasn't the greatest performance, and it came against a team that fired their head coach a month ago, it's still impressive in that sense that you pulled away late, and even on a day, I mean, that is impressive in and of itself. We're sitting here going like, how good was that game where they scored the fifth most points in the history of the team?
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, that shows yeah, the expectation level for them and why we probably all feel like if they're clicking on all cylinders yesterday, they should score probably like 70. Because they were 54 points on a day where they were off and Dak turned the ball over. And, I mean, it was brutal for a lot of the day.
Truckride.com text line. There's nothing definitive to say because it was the Colts. But also coming in and saying, you know, like, slow starts in a playoff game are going to get you beat. That first offensive drive was
three and out.
Yeah, it was not going to be like, but, you know, slow starts of these games in the postseason. You know, you get behind the eight ball, all of a sudden now it's like, whoa, now what?
That's the question this week. Last week, the question was, what are y'all doing about penalties? What are you doing here? The question this week for the guys in the locker room was like, what do you do to make sure you, like, actually start fast? How do you make sure that you're not scrambling at the end to try and blow teams out?
Well, that's leading Tolo Chad to say, I'm encouraged. It looks like they're finally making halftime adjustments. So there's a positive to spin it right there. James in Dallas, start us off with the Tolo phone calls on a Cowboys Monday. James, you're live on The Fan.
Oh, Sham, RJ, and he has a head, and it's big. Big head, Bobby Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Cowboy Monday. Whoa, how about those Cowboys? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've seen this, but the Cowboys just put up 54 points in Sunday Night Football in the middle and the beginning of a Super Bowl run, and we're saying it's mediocre party. What is going on? What's in that cup, RJ? What's in that cup, Sam? Because it's not what Sam. I'm drinking, because I'm feeling like partying.
I didn't think the insult would come more than Sham, but then he went to Big Head Bobby. I love starting it off with James. James, you feeling better about this team than any point in time in the year? You feel like the run is coming?
Is the run coming? Oh, my goodness. It's the sun rising this morning. Is that traffic we're looking at on I-75? If it sure is, and it's grandma's cooking, mama's bringing it down on the table, and we're having a plate of Super Bowl run Cowboys.
There he is, the nature boy, James, here on the Home of America's Team.
He's right. Everybody. I mean, honestly, you can't be that disappointed with it. Everybody should be excited.
Yeah, no one's disappointed.
We are style pointing a little bit. But sure, I will say,
it was a 2-point game after three quarters.
I do believe you should stop winning home games.
It was very close. But also at the end of the day, like I was just looking this up. I just thought of this during the call. I was curious about this. They scored 8 more points in the fourth quarter yesterday than they scored in any Cooper Rush start.
Well, 8 more points in the fourth quarter than any start
that Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush is not a good quarterback.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Why do you have to do that?
Because I'm just saying, like, that's exactly.
Why don't we talk about your boy struggling in the first half? Why don't we talk about
that's not
how
about
his numbers
Dak.
Are a little overinflated.
That was not about Dak. I didn't say Dak scored 33 points. I said they scored 33 points. That was a ton of turnovers. I'm just trying to say that's how, like, insane their performance was in the fourth quarter. And that's what they can do. They can put up points in a hurry like that.
It's also how insane the Cooper Rush should still be starting group is.
40
whatever's left of that crowd.
They don't exist anymore.
40 or more in 5 of Dak's last 10 games. Bobby tweeting, the average scoring over those 10 games is 34 points, and they exploded for the second most points in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL with 33 yesterday. Leon in Dallas, you're up next on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, Leon.
Oh, my God. 2 weeks ago, you clicked on me. When I told you all the Cowboys need to do was run the ball. If you run the ball, it allows your defense to rest. It gives them time to come back like beasts. You guys were thinking, like I told you, I love to hate you guys because you don't know what you're talking about. You want to throw the ball like heck so you think you're going to score more points. Here we've done ran the ball 36 times. We threw it 30 times, and we scored more points in the history of the NFL. Like the other guy said, I don't know what party you at. I don't know what you're drinking, but heck, teams are supposed to peak at the end. We're peaking. If anybody has the formula, you should give me credit. I've been calling for 3 years saying, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. What have they been doing? Running the ball. If you look at your analytics will show you that all the wins that we won, we ran the ball more than we threw it, or at least maybe 2 passes more than that. But the game that we lost, we threw for 40 or more and lost. What formula do you guys want? When do you want to go to the Super Bowl? Look, the wagon is going downhill. So now it's time to jump on, guys. You don't have to push it uphill no more. Now you can jump on. Because now it's time to jump on the wagon, guys. We're winning. We're blowing people out 2 weeks in a row, and you guys are sounding like it's a memorial party. What the hell?
Thanks for the call, Lee. Who wants to talk about the formula?
Well, it's not really the formula because, like, they're you run when you're up, when you're winning. That's when you run the ball. So you look at the stats at the end of the game. Of course, if you win the game, you're going to have more rushing attempts because you run the clock out. That's how it works. Nobody runs to win. You win because you're running. I'm sorry, you run because you're winning.
But we don't think of them any longer, right? Like, if we're like, do you want to win first because of the run or the pass? The majority of people would sign up now for the run. Like, their offensive identity, run. Like, they've been trying to push on us all year long. Whereas Choppy and I are like, no, you're eventually going to have to throw. You're going to have to air it out. You're going to have to win shootouts. But is this the reality of the formula? Run first?
I mean, again, it's kind of like Choppy says. It's one of these things where when you're up, you're running the ball at the end of the game. And when you're behind, you're a lot of times trying to play catch up. You're throwing the ball more. And so that's naturally what's going to happen. I mean, they ran the ball something like, I think, 10 times in the last like 6 minutes last night out of their 34 carries. So, I mean, it's that's
yeah,
what you
so
do.
That skews it. That
right.
Skews it a
exactly.
Lot.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So they were 30 attempts, 30 passing attempts to 34 rushing attempts, and they ran it a ton at the end. They got up. I understand there were a lot of turnovers and everything like that, but they got up and they were throwing the ball more. If you look at the splits generally in the first half or the first three quarters of games that you win, that's more indicative. Did you get up in the game by passing the ball or running the ball? You can't just look at it, I don't think, in a four-quarter vacuum.
And I think the most positive thing that we can say is they can do both.
They can absolutely
that's
do
both. That's what they want to do. Yeah. That's Jason Garrett's always preaching about the balance, and they can beat you both ways, a lot of different ways, as you saw, you've been seeing defensively. Boone in Dallas. Boone, you're next up with Sean, RJ, and Bobby on a Cowboys Monday.
Good one.
Hey, how about them Cowboys? Way to win. Good team ball. Dan, way to come out with that plan for those adjustments. And Mike, way to get your team to fight. But hey, what about that kid, Blaine? He showed he looked pretty good, and we know who the real 13 is in Dallas. So if Odell Beckham do land, I want you to get along with Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, and Noah Brown, and y'all bring the Super Bowl back in town. On behalf of the Cowboys Nation USA, the Tolo 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, baby.
What a good win. What a good win.
Thank you for the call. Have a great Monday. They were playing phone calls. I was trying to figure out, was that us? Was that fan phone calls that they were dropping in on the TV broadcast last night? You were at the game in the stadium, so you probably didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Peyton, did you send over some of the Tolo calls from Monday at 8 a.m. that they were dropping on NBC? Greg in Cedar Creek. Greg, you're next up on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, man, just want to say first off to you, Sean, man, you're not only a great radio host, but you're also a great party host. As soon as I got to the fan hang, you were just introducing me to everybody, and I was going to kind of slowly work my way in there, but you just threw me into the fire.
And, thank you.
I had a great time hanging out with you guys.
Thank you for coming Bobby. Out. And especially, who did you say, Bobby?
Yeah, he was lit.
Oh, yeah. Litty.
Yes, I was.
Yes, he was.
I make no apologies.
No, you were awesome, man. The Cowboys win doesn't exactly excite me. One of the things that really, even though I've cursed his name in vain several times, Brown going out. It looks like he's out for the season from riding off on the cart. Really concerned about Joseph. But I mean, it is a win, and I'm impressed with the way the rookies are playing. And all this kind of stuff, and so I mean, we got three rookies stepping up like that in their first year. That's just unbelievable. So, and you got me, Bobby. You got me, Bobby.
All right, hang up. Hang up.
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Bobby reached. You know, I try not to instantly reach for the table and grab it like that. And he went instantly there.
No, I
didn't. And I tried to keep my hand up on the arm wrestling contest.
No. We were 3 seconds into it. Sean was completely holding on to it. And I just placed my hand down. I didn't even use leverage.
You can grab.
I know. I tried not to at first. I saw he was, you know, creating this big advantage.
Boy, revisionist history, Malcolm Gladwell here.
Hey, you don't even remember, probably. You're blacked out.
I remember it vividly. There's nothing. That's the only thing I remember.
Polo and Garland. Polo, you're next up on a Cowboys Monday. Go ahead.
What's going on, fellas? First of all, I'm taking my old lady to work right now. She really don't care about the Cowboys, but I love my boys. And my thing is this. Until we open the roof in Arlington Stadium, whatever, AT&T, we're not going to win the Super Bowl. Let God see the Cowboys play football.
Polo.
I'm not laughing, fellas. I'm being serious. Another thing is this. Kevin Joseph, I hate to say it, dude, but you should be locked up. So you need to lock up these receivers that's coming your way, buddy. You need to show something to me now. We should have drafted another quarterback, which we did, which was Bland. I'm glad he showed his butt out. Sam Williams, I'm glad you did a good job. Tyron Smith, you do not need to play. I don't care what nobody says about losing your job to injury. Tyron Smith, I know you've been getting your little penalties, but you've been doing all right. Let that offensive line jail. They've been jailing. We haven't had any real problems. Let the offensive line play. Pretend that run the doggone ball. Let's go.
Polo, hey, Polo, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's up, man?
Hey, man, let me talk to your wife for a second.
Oh, dang. He wants to talk to the wife.
She right here. Talk to her. What's up? Say something, baby.
Hello. What's your name?
Speak up.
Erin.
Erica, is your husband crazy? What do you do?
I'm full of passion.
Yes.
We have one Super Bowl since I was in high school.
Preach.
I'm 45 years old right now. They don't even think about no play. I don't think about Super Bowl. Everybody talking about Super Bowl. No. You need to worry about winning this game, winning that playoff game. Because it hurts when we get beat in the playoffs. Y'all may not be from Dallas. I'm from Dallas. I represent 214-972-469. Bye.
He just rattles off all the area codes.
Send that G-bag. Send that G-bag nominee of the day. Poor Erica. You can tell she's just beaten down. She's in the
every
car.
Day. It's every Sunday. I can only imagine.
Sitting there in the car.
He's right. He's right. 202-973. Whatever it is.
202
over there. 973.
I went to college in D.C. I don't know.
That's the only Jersey, New York area code. Hey,
where were you? 817.
Where are you born and raised?
I know it's not currently that. I was born in Austin. I was raised in Farmers Branch.
Okay. Austin? No, that's not Texas.
I was Sean born in Austin. I
didn't Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station, along with Bobby Belt Zip Code profiling people nonstop. Brad Sham at 840, and the Odell sweepstakes, do they end today? Odell is in town. He's going to the Mavs game tonight. How the Cowboys plan to win over Beckham, and do you still think they need him desperately? Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by the personal injury lawyers Frankel & Frankel. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com or call them 214-333-3333.
It's third and nine at the 21. Snap to Prescott. Good block from Smith. Throws it right. Caught. Lamb. Oh, he broke a tackle, runs to the 10, runs to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Oh, he stole one. He had no business scoring that touchdown, except he's CeeDee Lamb.
We still need Odell?
Mm.
Visited with the Giants, visited with the Bills. And then Stephen Jones' friend of the front office, Jay Glazer, had this report yesterday morning on Fox.
Listen, this is pretty interesting because all three of these teams that are in it are making a decision based on their medical departments because Odell's not really willing to work out for any of these teams at this point. So, look, the Giants brass and owner John Mara, they take him to dinner the other night. Then he met with their offensive coaches the next day and met with the medical department. Then the next day he goes out with the Buffalo Bills brass and Von Miller, who's really kind of pushing the train here and recruiting Odell to Buffalo. But the Dallas Cowboys, they're going a little bit bigger because, of course, they're the Cowboys. They're bringing him in like an old-fashioned recruiting visit. On Monday, he's going to meet with the team Monday night. They got him floor seats to go to the Mavericks game. On Tuesday, he's going to meet with Dak Prescott and the leadership group over there. But look, all three of these teams are kind of looking at this, that he's going to help them more toward the playoff push. So I know fans are hoping he helps them immediately, but it's more for the playoff push. And also, they're all looking at more long-term deals for Odell as well.
Ian Rappaport, who made, what are you smirking at?
My wife just texted me. She's having PTA moms text her and say, it's so funny hearing stories your husband is telling on the radio, right? So they're all like, now she's like all the PTA moms know I was drunk the other day because they're listening.
She loves it.
So yeah, shout out to the PTA mom Tolos in Flower Mound.
You guys are gonna have another kid in like a week.
No, I didn't.
Not with the way he was the other night.
Oh, you don't think it could have worked?
Oh, no way.
Well, if it does, if you have that problem again, Bobby, BlueChew.com, promo code
RJ. There we go.
EM orders free, $5 shipping.
EM Rappaport, who may be joining us tomorrow for an Odell update, said he's not working out for any team, visited the Giants and Bills, plans to leave Dallas, then discuss his future with his family and make a decision by the middle of this week. Jerry, you got the audio afterwards, told the media, Bobby was there, he knows he's going to have to do something uncomfortable. And that to me, Bobby, means we know we're going to have to sign him without him working out. We know we're just going to have to go. Now, explain the medicals. Who does that come from? How trustworthy are they? Is the team allowed to put him through a physical exam? How does all that work?
Well, I mean, they've got to put him through a physical before he can sign. And so, his visit here, they can dictate how much they actually want to, like, have him poked and prodded medically. But once he agrees to sign, that can't go through until he passes a physical. And so they'll get a look at things there.
How good will we feel about like the physical determining he's good to go?
I think you can feel good about here's where they're gonna have an unknown. I think they can feel good about his knee moving forward. What they're gonna have the unknown of, the uncomfortable that Jerry's talking about is he is, even though he said this year is mandatory for us to make this deal. Mm-hmm. He told us that last week.
Yeah.
He's probably going to have to make that deal without knowing for sure.
I'll say this. The benefit of signing him, regardless of whether or not he's healthy. Well, I shouldn't say regardless, but because if he does play and he is healthy, the advantage that you get, we saw this with Tampa a couple years ago. The advantage you get putting either Odell or Gallup against the third corner on the other team is going to be the biggest mismatch on the field. It was with Antonio Brown when he was the third receiver for Tampa.
And the attention, more importantly than that, in my opinion, the attention you can't pay to the others, right? Last night they were talking about the old Belichick strategy.
Take the one out.
Stephon Gilmore against Gallup and put someone over the top.
And put two on CD.
Put your number two on CD with help over the top. All that changes with the threat of Odell Beckham. And what is the standard for success with this signing this year? We're really talking about two big plays. That's really it. If he delivers two or three really big catches in big moments, we do this as sports fans. We don't care about, you know, all the minutes that you played. Did you make the one or two big plays like he gave the Rams last season?
And people focus on the big plays. You know, like to me, the consistency over 60 plays is more important than just two splashes.
I don't know if he's capable of the consistency over 60.
He may not be.
Have you changed your mind? Where have you changed your mind the most about all this, Bobby, in the last 2 weeks? Because you believe it was going to get done. You've been a major proponent and advocate of it. Where have you changed your mind of it all?
Yeah, I haven't changed my mind at all on him coming here. Where I've probably been a little uneasy. I don't know that I can say I fully changed my mind yet. Us talking to Josina last week really got me.
Yeah, she was on this show.
Yeah, I know. I just said us talking to Josina last week.
Oh, us.
Yes.
I said us. You trying to make it all about you.
Jeez,
like normal.
Gosh. No. See, like even when I say us and I'm being inclusive, y'all still can't hear it.
Use your English.
I don't know. Anyway, when we talked to Josina last week, we instead of us, when we talked to Josina last week, she gave me concern. And I think we all kind of felt that when she said, if he plays this year, it was like, okay, that's weird. That's uncomfortable because you're connected to Odell. And whereas these other teams may not have an idea, you may have a better idea than some of these teams based off of what he tells you and what he won't tell those teams.
Right.
And so that's where I most have some hesitation. But look, I think that if you can add him, if you get him back, even if he's coming off an ACL, Dallas has a great defense here right now, right? What would we be saying if we were heading into a game week and it was these corners, this defense was going to have to contend with CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and a fresh off an ACL Odell Beckham. I think it's just the perspective you're on. When you've got Odell Beckham, you're worried about how healthy is he. When you're on the other side, you're like, gosh, I'm just assuming he's healthy. This is going to be a nightmare. How are we going to cover this guy? So I think the fear and just even the decoy aspect that Odell could potentially provide is huge for this offense.
Here is Jerry responding to the media telling, this is Dak responding to Jerry saying, why should Odell come here? Because of the QB.
Yeah, I mean, I work on my game every day, regardless of who I'm throwing to. That's who I am. That's the only way that I've gotten here, and that's all I know. So that'll never change. But obviously when you get a chance to work with a guy like that, a guy that has such strong hands, contested catcher, create space, it's exciting. And as I just said, I think his talent will expedite that relationship and that connection. And at this point, it's about building trust and knowing that I can trust him and throw it into tight windows, and he'll go make that play. And if not, it's just an incomplete pass. So, that's a part of communication and just getting reps with one another. And obviously we haven't had any, so this deal has to happen first. And then from there, we'll move on and talk about that.
Mavs Suns floor seats tonight. Mm. Make sure you massage the ego if you're going to the AAC by standing up for the applause when he's on the Jumbotron. He's probably going to be sitting, I think Charlotte or the family has the seats right next to the scores table by the visitor's bench. So we'll see. Sitting right there. What?
I was searching. I was curious. I had to go search Odell's Twitter history. I was like, has he ever mentioned Luka? And he has not. But he has tweeted several times about his good buddy Devin Booker.
Oh, so. Yeah. He was at the...
He was inside the Cardinals then.
Suns playoff games.
Yeah, there's a picture of him wearing the jersey right
here.
Could
you imagine if he wears a Booker jersey tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the deal. Not only do you guys need to stand up and cheer, when he comes up on the Jumbotron, you need to chant OBJ.
I know.
You got to show him the love.
Yeah, got to. All right, let's go around the rest of the NFL real quick. Cincinnati beats Kansas City for the third straight time. Ja'Marr Chase was back. It's Mahomes' first loss in December since 2018. The Bills are now the one seed. Deshaun Watson gets the boos. His team bails him out. Ugly offensive performance as the Browns beat the armpit. It'll be the Cowboys against the Texans next for us on Sunday. Lamar hurts his knee against the Broncos. What a hideous game this was.
Oh, terrible.
Huntley with the rushing touchdown at the very end to win it. John Harbaugh says Lamar's injury is not season ending.
This is the days to weeks.
It's days to weeks. What is that going to mean right there? Speaking of Harbaugh, Bob Kravitz, longtime indie reporter, is openly campaigning for the Colts to go and get Jim Harbaugh. So that Michigan love to Jim Harbaugh, the former Indianapolis Colt. Bob Kravitz wants him to take over for Jeff Saturday.
I don't get, why would Harbs leave?
Not now.
What do you mean? He almost left for the Vikings last year. He keeps flirting with the NFL.
Yeah, I know, but now is this back-to-back years he beat Ohio State?
Yeah. He's starting to get closer to God status there that he's always wanted.
Back-to-back trips to the Final Four, right? They went to the Final Four last year. I don't know, man. I guess the flip side is this, now or never. Do it now. You're at your peak of value. You've beaten Ohio State twice in a row. But I think this is the time to get that life. He's got a great contract already.
I'll tell you what, with that game, though, Denver and Baltimore, Denver's got to fire Nathaniel Hackett. I don't think you can even wait till the end of the season. You got to get him out. This is so bad. They're averaging 13 points a game.
Every time you turn it on in the third or fourth quarter, they have 6 or 9 points.
Bro.
That's it. It's hideous.
Nice.
Lions destroy Jacksonville. Justin Fields with a bad late interception. As the Bears are officially eliminated, Aaron Rodgers continues to own Chicago. Christian Watson, 8 touchdowns last 4 games.
Yikes.
8 in his last 4. Minka Fitzpatrick interception sealed the Pittsburgh win in Atlanta. Jets-Vikings got fun. The Jets are fun. Garrett Wilson going crazy. Big 4th down stop. Minnesota hangs on. The Chargers blow another lead. They've blown leads of 14, 17 twice. And 20 as they lose to the Raiders with Devontae Adams going nuts. And then DK Metcalf straight up against Jalen Ramsey wins it for Seattle. 6 straight losses by the Rams. Most ever consecutive losses by a defending Super Bowl champ. You're speaking of Russ. Geno has had more touchdowns yesterday, 3, than Russ has had since the end of October.
Jeez.
Wow.
3-2. Yesterday.
Wow.
word. It's such a disaster.
It's really sad. I mean, we're laughing at it, but it really is sad. Like, this is one of the great fall from graces.
I'm not sad. I'm not to the point of sad yet.
Yeah, but
he starts acting a little bit real, douchey, I won't be sad.
That's never going to happen. But I'm just saying, like, this is one of the great fall from graces that we've seen. Like, that, and it happened quick.
The voice of America's team, Brad Sham, on a Cowboys Monday to celebrate last night right after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Segment brought to you by BuyersBarricades.com. If you're in need of traffic control or barricade rentals, Buyers Barricades is a full-service provider taking care of your project or special event. No matter the size, from start to finish, the Texas Authority in Barricade Rentals at BuyersBarricades.com.
Dallas needs another takeaway. Ryan will play fake, and under pressure, he screens it right to the tight
fumble.
End. And it's fumbled by the tight end. It's picked up by Hooker. Hooker again. Five. Touchdown. Can you believe that? Oh, have a night, Malik Hooker.
And he did. Interception. Fumble recovery. First career touchdown. Two tackles against the former squad, Brad Sham. Maybe he has the lottery numbers. Joining us here on the Diamond Factory Hotline. You predicted, called for the turnover. You play, which one? Which one's a 350? Is it Power or Mega right now? Are you a lotto guy,
it's
Brad?
It's Mega. It's Mega.
I'm not greedy. I'll take the small one.
Yeah.
If one's 350 and one's 300, I'll take the 300.
Well, yeah. No, yeah, we don't play when
we don't play if it's less than 100.
Yeah, we don't play. It's not worth my time. 600-800 mil.
Well, that's you guys. I'm not making your money.
That's right. Brad, I want to talk about a couple of guys who usually don't get a ton of shine. Deron Bland. Let's start off with him and the night that he had and his journey throughout this season.
Yeah, those two interceptions were, they were like the ones that he had earlier in the year. And he's done a really good job filling in for Jordan Lewis. And we kind of thought that he would be okay based on what we saw. I mean, all of us who watch him in preseason and early in training camp, we thought, okay, this guy looks pretty good. And he hasn't been perfect. There's been a couple of games where he's struggled. And he's still a corner. He's playing mostly nickel, but he's still a corner. Every corner gives up something. But the fact that they lost a guy who is as significant to them as Jordan Lewis is, and they really haven't missed a beat with that, tells you how good Bland is already. And then you just forget that he's a rookie. Just think of what he'll be in the next couple of years. He's been really significant for them.
And then Jerry afterwards says that Anthony Brown is gone for the year. So how big of a problem is corner now?
It's big. And, I will agree that Anthony Brown has not appeared to have had as good a year as he has the last couple. And he's a favorite whipping boy of fans who don't really watch his play carefully. And last year, especially when Diggs was getting all of the attention and deserved it for his interceptions, but Brown was so super solid. And this year, he does not appear to have played quite as well. And maybe the fact that he was in a contract year was weighing on him. I don't know. But I do know that you're going to miss him now. Because right now, to me, we'll see what McCarthy says this afternoon and Dan Quinn. you've got Kelvin Joseph, you've got Nashawn Wright, and you've got a kid, Sheffield, on the practice squad who was with Quinn in Atlanta, and Quinn has talked about his speed, his length, and his tackling ability as his primary characteristics that he likes. Well, you know, you've got a lot of games left. One of those three guys, unless I'm missing something, one of those three guys is going to have to be the corner on the outside. And, you know, only the coaches have really seen Sheffield in practice. And you have the rest of us who, you know, saw training camp. Wright's been inactive almost every game. So you just have to say, okay, are you going to be able to get by with this? I think it could be a problem.
What was different about Brown this year?
You know, I just don't think he's – I don't think he's tracked quite as well. I think that there have been – I think there have been some coverage things that got away from him a little bit. I don't think he's been horrible, but I think that he was really solid, really not just last year, RJ, I think in the last several years. Yeah. And he just doesn't seem as confident, doesn't seem to be tracking the ball quite as well. I'm not sure he's even tackling quite as well. He's really been an outstanding tackler. And he just didn't seem to me to be playing quite as well, but he was better than, he was starting, so he was better than what you had. So we'll see. You know, Joseph still got some immaturity, and you're going to have to trust him on not just special teams, but you're going to have to trust him in coverage and not to commit a lot of penalties. Wright is a different player. He's very long, very tall, but they're going to have, I would think they would have what would amount to, you know, kind of an open tryout for a couple of days in training camp, see who plays best.
We're talking with Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys here on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan. Brad, one of the names you didn't mention there, and obviously it's because it's not the position he plays currently, but Israel Mukwamu got some work in training camp at corner. He had some decent reps against CeeDee Lamb. Corner is where he played the last couple years at South Carolina. I mean, with all the uncertainty there, is it at least worth a shot if maybe seeing he can come in here, compete, and do something better since they just haven't gotten what they wanted?
That's a fair point. And it's, you've got him at safety for a reason. I think they, when they drafted him, they saw him as a guy who had a lot of the characteristics that Jayron Kearse has. And every time we ask about Mukwamu, they talk about how much they really like everything that he's done this year. And, you know, Kearse is playing with a bad shoulder, so Mukwamu's a guy that I think they trust to play safety. But you're absolutely right. He was a corner at South Carolina, and it's not something that should be dismissed right now. You're going to have to look at everything. The fact that he's been playing mostly safety up to this point, to me, would indicate that they think he's better there than at corner, and you've got maybe as many as three guys, if you include Sheffield, who you think of as a corner. But I think that's a great point. I wouldn't dismiss Mukwamu out of hand.
CeeDee Lamb has been a lightning rod around here as well. What has he shown you in about the last month, Brad?
All of the things that people saw, especially scouts, when he was at Oklahoma, and why they drafted him after, you know, they wouldn't have taken the kid that Oakland took I think it was still Oakland when they took him. So Lamb then came off the board ahead of all those other receivers. He's very tough. He's really, really tough. And he's obviously got great hands and speed and can break tackles. And he had some drop issues a couple of years ago. I don't think we see that very much anymore. And I think mostly, Sean, he's grown into the role. There's a thing mentally. I thought he looked shaky against Tampa. Well, they all look shaky against Tampa, for crying out loud. but he didn't look like the guy who, although this is our number one guy, this is the guy we're going to look to all the time, and he's grown into it. And I don't think there's any question now about whether C.D. Lamb can be a number one receiver in terms of you have to mentally accept that all eyes are on you and the quarterback is going to be looking for you in all those big situations. And for a guy who's as wiry as he is, he's really incredibly tough. And I'm very comfortable with him being the number one guy. I think he's shown it.
Brad Sham on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Every Cowboys Monday at this time. Where do you stand on the whole, well, Odell's not going to work out? You know, how much of a hurdle is that to trying to get him signed this week with him visiting today?
Depends on what you're going to pay him. I mean, let's objectively step back and say, have you ever heard of signing a player who won't work out in any sport? Would any team in any sport sign a guy, a significant player, without him working out? Now, if it wasn't Beckham and it wasn't this time of year and it wasn't something that had a good upside, you wouldn't even be talking about it. Jerry's a big believer in risk-reward, and his definition of risk-reward sounds very simple, but it really is something that when you are the one in charge of the decisions, you really have to have a feel for it. You can take the risk if the potential reward is great enough, and if it's not, then you don't take the risk no matter what everybody says. I believe that there are a lot of people who will be involved in the decision who are very nervous about, not because it's Beckham, but signing any player without watching him work out. Now, they do have a lot of video stuff, and they have a lot of medical stuff, and they'll do a lot of they'll do a lot of examination of it, and they will share all this with him. So the thing that you have to be careful of is how many years, how much money guaranteed, because he is 30, and he's had two ACLs, same knee. Now, when you get into salary cap stuff, there's a way to make everything work.
Yeah.
But you do have Bobby can help me with this, but I believe that it's Lamb and Diggs who you can start after this year. You want to extend them.
Yep.
You're looking a year down the road at Parsons. And then just look at all of the people that are unsigned. You have two running backs, and you've got your backup quarterback, and you've got a number of players on D. You got Van Der Esch, and you've got your tight end, and you've got, there's a lot of players who are significant players, some of whom they're going to, I promise you they'll never say it, but they've already decided we're just not going to be able to compete for them financially. We're going to let them go. We think we've got their replacements, or we'll find, you know, Anthony Brown might have been a seven-year guy. He might have been in that category. I don't know. But there's a long list of players who they're going to have to pay for. And if they start with too much money for too many years for a 30-year-old player with a twice-rebuilt knee who won't even work out, if I was working for Jerry and in the meetings, I would be saying all this to him. I'd say, look, how much of this money do you want to not have to pay other people? Then if you're comfortable with, once you find a number, if you're comfortable with it, go ahead. I'm absolutely not averse to taking the chance. The Beckham we think we know would probably make them more dangerous. And here's another way to look at it. McCarthy says, if you want to think about the goals that they have of playing in the last game of the year, then where they've reached now, they are literally only halfway through the season. If you add in all of, if they were to play in every round of the playoffs and all the way to the Super Bowl, they've literally got half the season still to go.
Yeah.
And if they think that they are close enough, and why would they not think that based on what we're seeing, then it might be a risk that you take. But those are the things you have to keep in mind before you commit to the guy.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, every single Monday at this time. NFC East yesterday, and Bobby says San Francisco's not done. Oh. They're still there as a pain in the rear end. Around the rest of the NFL and the NFC East next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.